Fox Searchlight Pictures. A News Corporation company. Fox Searchlight Pictures presents a Red Waves Films production. Across the bottom of a black screen, six identical graphic men appear. The Full Monty. Archive color footage.
Welcome to Sheffield, the beating heart of Britain's industrial north. The jewel in Yorkshire's crown is home to over 500,000 people, and thousands more flock here daily to shop and to work. All this is built on Sheffield's primary industry, steel. The city's rolling mills, forges and workshops employ some 90,000 men and state-of-the-art machinery to make the world's finest steel. From high tensile girders to the stainless cutlery that ends up on your dining table. But it's not all hard work for the people of Steel City. They can spend the day lounging by the pool, watching one of our top soccer teams, or browsing in the shops.
Starring Robert Carlyle, Tom Wilkinson and Mark Addy.
But when the sun goes down, the fun really starts in the city's numerous nightclubs and discotheques. Yes, Yorkshire folk know how to have a good time. And it's good times for the city's housing, too. Sheffield leads the way in town planning. Victorian slums have been cleared to make way for the homes of the future. Thanks to steel, Sheffield really is a city on the move.
Written by Simon Beaufoy, produced by Uberto Pasolini, directed by Peter Cattaneo. Twenty-five years later, in a dilapidated steelworks.
Yes. Who's going to buy a rusty girder?
Come on.
Dad, it's stealing.
No, it's liberating, love. Liberating.
Gaz, hang on.
10 years we worked in here. Now look.
But what if we get caught?
You don't get a criminal record till you're 16. Just don't tell your mum.
Hey, listen. Music.
A brass band is marching towards them.
Bloody hell!
Dave drops the girder they're nicking and joins Gaz and his son hiding behind a wall.
What are they doing?
It's the works band. It's still going, you know.
Not the only thing around here that is.
Hey, oh, security guard's back.
The group hold their breath as the security guard comes and locks them into the abandoned warehouse.
Won't take a minute, he says. Won't take a minute. Now what?
Shut up, I'm thinking.
Can't we do normal things sometimes?
What's up with you? This is normal, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, aye, everyday stuff, this. You know, I think this bugger's sinking.
Right. Now pick it up and try and slide it across the other side. That's it.
Oh, fucking hell, mate. They're 20 quid each, then. That was your bloody maintenance for that.
Ah, oh, nice one.
Nathan.
Fuck! Come here.
Stay still. All right.
What's your initiative got to say about this, then, bog eyes?
Hey, up. Someone coming.
All right.
Not so bad.
Not so bad. Not so bad. That's not much of a chuffing SOS, is it?
All right. Don't get Benny on.
The pair are stranded in the canal.
Shit.
They're standing on the roof of a half-submerged car.
Your jeans are bloody soaking.
You're taking your kit off, shouldn't you? What's up, your shine?
Don't. Just shut it, all right?
Hey, up, Dave. All right, babe.
Dad.
What do you reckon, Dave? 8? Maybe even a 9.
You can never tell till you see the tits, can you?
Dad!
What's all this, then?
Them Chippendale efforts.
You what?
Them dancers. Mum were going on about it.
Are you joking? She must be getting desperate.
Hell, Gaz.
Hell, waiting for me, then.
Yeah.
To go home.
Well, you know where to find me when you're tired of looking at them pups.
Dad,
come on, guys, I'm freezing. Women only. Cheeky buggers. Is this a bloody working men's club? I mean, look at the state of that. I don't know what you've got to smile about. I mean, he's got no willy for starters, has he? There's no out in the gym will help you there, mate. No decent woman will be seen dead in there.
Jean would.
Oh, Dave, what's going on?
It's her money, isn't it?
Fucking hell, are you going to just stand there while some puff's waving his tackle at your missus? Where's your pride, man? She's already got you over in, I saw it and I let it go. But this? No, no, no. You want to get her out of there and tell her what for?
You can't, it's women only.
In the gents...
Just hurry up, will you? My feet have gone numb.
Well, that's gratitude for you. We're riding into Alley of Death for you, you fat git.
It's not my fault I can't fit through, is it?
Right then. I'll be waiting here, keeping guard. You find Auntie Jean and tell her Uncle Dave wants a word outside, all right?
Do I have to?
Good kid, on you go.
They open the gents' door and peek out into the main clubroom, which is packed full of screaming women. Gaz pushes Nathan out, then watches as his young lad takes a sip of an abandoned pint. Gaz turns his attention back to the women, who are enthusiastically clapping and egging on a performer on stage. Then a woman with short blonde hair leads two of her friends into the gents' toilets, forcing Gaz to hide in a cubicle.
I'm not waiting in that bloody queue. What I always wanted to know is in the men's toilets.
Go on, them bloody muscles.
No, no, it's not their bodies, B, it's what they do with them that counts.
We don't know what you're worrying about.
You know who on your tail.
Frankie, do you
want... Hey, 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 hey. Frank don't fancy me and I don't fancy Frank, right? So bloody well give over.
Hey, do you think he might, though?
No. Couldn't do that to Dave. Not even if I wanted to. But, you know, it's like he's given up. Work, me, everything. Ah, love. Here, love, this'll cheer you up.
The older woman whips down her tights and undies, then has a pee, standing up at the urinals. She pulls up her tights and knickers, smooths down her short skirt, then the three women head out. Having been spying on them through the door lock, Gaz emerges gobsmacked from his cubicle. Dave's outside, hanging from the window ledge.
Gaz. Gaz. That went out of Jean, wasn't it?
No, no. Just a couple of old tarts. We're back in for Nathan.
Gaz finds Nathan still downing people's leftovers.
You're in big trouble.
Jean's on her feet and clapping happily.
Auntie Jean's busy.
It's a grey, drab morning as Gaz walks Nathan to school.
I don't feel well.
Of course you don't. You got an hangover. Take a day off. Hang about at home.
Your house is messy. It's cold and all.
All right, then come down to job club. That'd be a right laugh.
Mum's house is always warm.
I can't always have the red carpet out for you, can I? Anyway, it's not your mum's house, it's... what's his name? Barry's. Tell you what, next weekend, have a big tidy round. I promise, even go and see a footy game.
Yeah?
Yeah, Sunday league going down the park, there's got some right good players.
United play Man U, aren't they?
Oh, Nath, you know I can't stress to that.
You're always making me do stupid stuff like last night. Other dads don't do that.
Don't they?
Aye.
Nathan heads through the school gates.
Yeah, Nath! We could try and sneak in a Man U. Terry would tell us about this gap in fence.
No!
All right, I'll get tickets. I will. Ooh, ah, Cantona! That's to wear a girly bra! Stuff them, Nath!
The job centre.
The application letter's finished by the time I get back, right? Any problems, I'm outside.
The job club manager walks out, and Gaz and Dave return to their game of cards.
I tell you, when women start pissing like us, that's it. We're finished, Dave. Extincto.
Yeah, I mean, how? You know, how?
Genetic mutations, isn't it? They're turning into us.
few years and men won't exist. Except in the zoo or summit. I mean, we're not needed no more, are we? Obsolete. Dinosaurs. Yesterday's news.
Like skateboards.
Button it, you lot. Some of us are trying to get a job. Hey, and it says no smoking in here.
Oh, and it says job club up there. Remember the last time you saw one of them fucking walk in? You forget, Gerald, you're not our foreman anymore. You're just like the rest of us. Scrap.
Shut it, right?
Hang on, then. Why were all them women in Working Men's Club in the first place, eh? Now then. Because of us. Men.
But you call them Chippendales men? Degrading, that's what it were.
How many lasses were there, though?
Thousands. Baying for blood. 10 quid and all to watch some fucking puff get his kit off. 10 quid.
Right. Times 10 quid by 1,000, right? And you've got... Yeah, well, a lot. A very lot. Yeah.
10,000 quid.
How much?
10,000 quid.
Hey, now, Dave, I mean, it's worth a thought, though, isn't it?
Oh, aye. I just see Little and Large prancing around Sheffield with the Widgers hanging out. Now, that would be worth 10 quid.
Don't be so bloody daft. We were just saying,
Widgers,
you know,
on parade, bring your own microscope.
I don't see why the chuff not, Gerald.
Because you're fat and he's thin and you're both fucking ugly.
Daz climbs over the tables and starts on Gerald. The other lads separate them. Now, Gaz is outside a door, holding a letter.
What's all this about sole custody?
You know what it is, Gary? If you want joint custody, then you have to pay your share. 700 quid.
I'm on dole, in case you hadn't noticed.
Then get a job. I'll give you a job.
A £2.50 an hour in Blackhall of fucking Calcutta? No, thank you.
Fine, whatever. If you want to go off and play your games, Gary, then you can do that. But from now on, Nathan's going to have two parents.
Oh, yeah, and your bloody living lover's going to do that, is he?
Oh, abracadabra, here he is. Evening, Barry.
That'll be for court to decide.
No, it won't. Nathan's yours and he's mine and he's fuck all to do with him.
See if you've ever given a toss.
Face it, Gary. He don't even like staying at yours.
Of course he bloody does. Ask him. Ask him. Oh, Nate. We have a laugh, don't we, kid?
Hey, don't.
Is he in? Is he in? Nath! Well, he can't hear you through your triple bloody glazing.
He can hear all right.
This is all wrong, this is. It's all to fucking cock. I'm his dad, and you're nobody.
Good night, Gary.
Barry gently leads Gaz's ex, Mandy, back in, then closes the door. Gaz stands for a moment, then looks up towards an upstairs window of the large suburban house.
Right, Nate. See your kid.
Getting no answer, he walks away.
No, not doing it. I'm not stripping.
Dave, they're taking him away. All I need is 700 quid and they're getting out on me.
Gaz, no.
Dave, he's me kid. Suppose there's nicking cars.
No.
Well, then.
Look, I'll help, all right? I'm running out of, but I'm taking now off. Final.
Come on, Dave, don't stop now.
Keep up, you fat bastard.
Gazza, you tosser!
Gaz runs on ahead for a bit, but the breathless Dave stops by a broken-down car.
You need help?
He takes a look under the bonnet whilst the red-haired owner sits quietly in the driver's seat. It's the security guard from earlier.
Yeah, it's your HT leads, I reckon. You go at that.
The driver smiles as a hose starts spewing exhaust fumes into the car.
Didn't you used to work up at Harrison's before it shut down?
Yeah, I thought I clocked you. Hour on floor with Gaz, Lock Road. How's it going, then? You got any work? No, there's not a lot about, is there? Yeah, well, like I say, get some new ones when you get the chance, all right? No, my chuffing pleasure.
He jogs off, and the driver winds up the window. Just as Dave is reaching Gaz, he suddenly twigs and belts back to the car.
Dave?
Gaz watches as Dave wrenches open the door and drags the driver out in a cloud of engine fumes.
Are you all right, kid?
You bastard.
Dave grabs him and chucks him back in the car. Later, on a hill overlooking large industrial chimney stacks, the driver's staring morosely into space while Dave's lying on the grass.
He could shoot you, son.
Where's he going to find a gun from round here? You want to find yourself a big bridge, you do.
Yeah, like one of them bungee jumps, only without the bungee bit.
I can't stand out, it's me.
The three men sit in companionable silence, overlooking Sheffield's urban landscape.
Drowning? Now there's a way to go.
I can't swim.
You don't have to fucking swim, you divvy. That's the whole point. God, you're not very keen, are you?
Sorry.
I know. You could stand in the middle of the road and get a mate to drive smack into you right fast.
Got any mates?
Listen, you, we just saved you a fucking life, so don't tell us we're not your mates, all right?
Yeah? Yeah, me and all. I'd run you down soon as look at you.
Oh, cheers. Ta.
The driver smiles.
Thanks a lot.
He laughs to himself. Gaz and Dave take drags on their cigarettes. An elderly woman has left her wheelchair at the bottom of a staircase and is struggling up when the driver arrives home.
What are you doing, Mum?
Where have you been?
Driving.
Driving where?
Just driving.
I thought you'd gone.
Security guard in here. No wonder he wants to kill himself.
Well, at least one bloke got a job out of this place being shut down. What'd you tell him for, anyhow? Kid's a nutter.
He's a bugle player. I'm coming right, and he might need a bit of music. He's got a car. Somewhere to practice. Besides, good. What's his name for the lad? Therapy.
Oh, aye. Jiggling about in the buff. Therapy. I tell you, he won't be the only one trying to top himself if you carry on with this caper.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Hey, up.
A Chinese takeaway is kept hot on a car engine.
Hey, Lomper! Where's my rice?
Try the cylinder head, Tubby.
I don't like Chinese.
Of course you do. Don't you?
Let's see his records.
What have we got then, Dave?
The floral dance. Marching with Hepworth. Ah, hot chocolate, now we're talking. I believe in miracles, but you came along. You sexify.
Stick it on, Dave, or you on there.
Dave goes to the Steelworks security office to put on the record, and Gaz stands in front of the car headlights, turns up the collar of his jacket, and strikes an elaborate pose.
Dad, don't.
It's all right, Nathan. It's as right as this. Seen him do it.
Good evening, Shuffles. Tonight's special offer.
Dave.
All right. You sexy thing. A one, two, three, four.
With one arm raised above his head, Gaz starts wiggling his bum in time to the music. With a fag hanging from his mouth, he shrugs his black leather jacket off his shoulders, then swings it round, sending the change in his pockets flying. The suicidal Lomper tucks into his takeaway. Nathan can't bear to watch his dad's embarrassing striptease. With a saucy look, Gaz unbuttons his shirt, then clumsily swings it through the air. Next, he pulls his grey t-shirt over his head, but his fag gets caught up in it. Nathan runs off.
Need an audience.
You need a doctor.
I tell you, there's something up with that kid.
Lomper, Dave and Gaz are cruising the streets looking for Nathan.
sure you checked the whole top end?
Yeah.
There's no point. He went out.
What?
I've seen him go.
There's the beggar.
Oh, Nathan! Nathan!
Oh, fire! What are you doing out here, kid?
No, walking home.
It's miles home, you know that. Why did you run off like that? You're embarrassed, aren't you? You think your own dad's a dickhead. We're not doing this for a laugh, you know. I'm trying to get some brass together so as you and me can keep seeing each other. They're trying to stop us, you see. Oh, well, I may as well not bother, except I'm your dad. That counts for something, don't it?
Gaz glances back towards the car.
I like you. I love you, you bugger. All right, kid.
They exchange friendly punches, then Gaz pulls Nathan into his arms for a hug. They walk back to the car with their arms around each other. Now, a ballroom dancing class.
Well, you said dancing.
Oh, well, a great idea, kid. Just not the right sort of dancing.
Gaz, hey, look here.
Oh, my God.
See, I love me, lad. You're going to be famous down Jock Club.
He's not bad for a bastard, though, is he?
He's dead, that's what he is.
Gerald sees Gaz, Dave, Lomper and Nathan making faces at him through the window.
Hey, you said you wanted a dance teacher.
Gerald? You'll get chuffed. You tell every bugger we'll be left out of Sheffield.
Hey up, lads. Bandits at 6 o'clock.
Gerald joins them.
Ah, come in, Torvo. Let's pipe your sequence over here. All right, you've had your little laugh. Now you can piss off.
It's a free country.
I thought you were rather good, actually. Very nifty footwork.
Gerald? Oh, hello. Gerald, I'm missing the rumba.
Sorry, love, I was just having a bit of a chat with some pals of mine from work.
Oh. Not thinking of joining our class.
Well, funny you should mention. I think we better be getting back now, eh?
Well, good night.
You get back to your rumba. We'll see you later, Gerald. At work.
Looking peeved, Gerald follows his wife back into the main hall, leaving the lads in the toddler's playroom. Dave struggles to get a plastic ring off his wrist. Now, Gaz and Dave are hanging about outside a suburban house with an ornate front garden.
He's got gnomes.
Yeah, I bloody would have.
Things looking up.
Do you know, love, I think they just might be.
Good. You've been working too hard. About time you let one of your colleagues do the lion's share for a change.
I wish you'd be firmer, Gerald.
Oh, well, mustn't be late.
So it's all right if I,
Oh, Linda, love you.
Oh, no, don't be so mean. Things are looking up. You said so yourself. You'll love skiing.
Linda.
Gerald looks at the skiing brochure, about to say something. He picks up his briefcase and heads out.
Hey, Gaz.
Mucking about, Dave picks the nose of one of the garden gnomes, unaware that Gerald's coming up behind him.
Off to the office, Harvey Torvald.
As a matter of fact, yes, I bloody am. Put that back. Put it back!
See that? Interview in the bloody bag. Mate, I know him from Harrison's, and I can do the job standing on me head. And I won't have to look at your ugly mugs ever again.
Oh, come on, Gerald, we just need a bit of help.
Oh, I'm sorry, pal. There's nothing I can do to help the likes of you. Nothing.
Just want to know about dancing, that's all.
Dancers have coordination, skill, timing, fitness and grace. Take a long, hard look in the mirror. Now, I'm busy.
Don't be late for Job Club, lads.
Bastard.
Starting at 16,000 plus the pension scheme.
It'll be a relief to get back to work. It's not been an easy 6 months, granted. I'm up to date with the latest industry developments, and I've kept myself
A gnome appears at the interview room window.
Busy, you know.
Well, all the qualifications are there, obviously, Gerald. And we go back further than I care to remember.
Sorry?
Gerald's distracted by the gnome, but when the interviewer turns to look at the window, there's nothing there.
What we're asking, Gerald, is, after such a long layoff, do you think you're up to the job?
One gnome smashes the head of another.
You!
Fucking hell! Hey,
Jerry, mate! You didn't get it then?
Get out of the way! Come here! Leave it!
Bastard!
I will mind that job! You don't give a toss, your kids! It's different for me! I've got standing living responsibilities, so I'm on my way up! I'm on my way up! But in my first interview in months, I could have got my first month in advance. You'd never have known. Now what? She's still got credit cards, you know. She's out there now, let loose on Ann Street with a fucking Barclay card spending. Why can't you just tell her? How can I tell her after 6 months? A woman who wants to go skiing for his holidays. Skiing? Sick. Why did you do it? It was my job. It had to be my job.
Gaz looks guilt-stricken. Gerald walks out of the job club. On a hill overlooking the city, Gerald sits on a park bench and rips up the interview letter, then tosses the pieces into the air. Gaz, Dave, Lomper and Nathan are walking up a street. They find Gerald about to eat his packed lunch.
Can't you just leave me alone?
Gaz gestures to Dave, who pulls a gnome out of a carrier bag, then hands it to Gerald.
Super glue. You can't hardly see it joining, look.
Nathan nudges his dad.
I got this in jumble, like, to say sorry.
A gnome-sized wheelbarrow.
Wheels go round and everything.
It's for your gnomes, really, not you, but...
I don't know. It's marvellous, this.
We were thinking you could maybe put it next to Wishing Well. Make a bit of a...
feature.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
Tall, I'd say. How very much.
Cigarette me, for fuck's sake. Think any of them could dance?
You're not still on about this Chippendales malarkey, are you?
A Yorkshire version. Them buggers can, we bloody can.
You can't dance.
We know, John.
Deal gas niner on its way.
Why do you think we're trailing you all over town?
It's not my kind of dancing, is it? It's all arse wiggling and that.
Well, I've got a degree in arse wiggling, mate. You learn us dancing, I'll learn you rest. But, Gerald, for once, I'm dead serious. I need your help.
What if someone spots me? What if Linda finds out? I've got standing, me.
Ah, you've an overdraft and all, mate.
A sweeping panoramic view of Sheffield's high rises and patches of parkland. In the grim surroundings of the abandoned steelworks. A middle-aged man begins his striptease audition, looking really uncomfortable. He struggles with the zip of his anorak before clumsily taking it off. Gerald, Dave, Gaz, Lomper and Nathan are sitting at a table in front of him. They sit in sober silence as the man reluctantly takes off his rugby shirt, revealing his middle-aged spread. When he starts fumbling with the button of his trousers, Gaz decides to put him out of his misery. He shakes his head at Nathan, who kills the music.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I thought I'd give it a go. I got a bit desperate, like you know it is. But I can't even take my kit off properly, can I?
You're all right, Reg. It's a cup of tea, if you like.
No, thanks. I've got the kids outside.
I'll bring them in.
Nah. This is no place for kids.
Gaz looks guiltily at Nathan as Reg heads out.
This is crazy.
So, it's Mr. Horse.
Horse?
Yeah, well, just a minute, Mr. Horse. My colleague's on the panel.
Ask him why he's called the Horse.
You bloody ask him. It's not because he does Grand National, is it?
Yeah, that's all very well, but what's the point of having a big wanger if you need a Zimmer frame to tout it in, eh? I mean, it must be 50 if it's a day.
So, Horse, what can you do?
Don't know, really. Let's see, there's the, it's the bump, the stomp, the bus stop. My breakdancing days are probably over, but there's always the funky chicken.
Now you're talking.
All of them?
Well, yeah, I think so. Well, it's been a while, mind. And I've got this dodgy hip, you know.
Yeah. Well, stick it on, Nathan. Do your worst, pal.
One, two, three!
With a flourish, Horse stretches out his arms in turn and spreads out his fingers before launching into his routine. He spins round and claps, then waggles his thumbs over his shoulders, all the while enthusiastically mouthing the words of the song. The lads start to cheer up. Horse clicks his fingers from side to side, then spins around a couple of times. He finishes off by jumping up and landing in an awkward split, with his hands on the ground and his legs bent.
My favourite film's Singing It Rain. They do that walking at wall thing. Bloody ace it is, you should see it.
Me. He blasted our bathroom a few months back. Get rid of him.
Shut up, you'll be fine.
He'll blow me cover.
Shut up. What walking up wall thing?
Show you. I'm Donald O'Connor, right?
The hunky bloke gets ready.
That's the wall.
He takes a step back, then launches himself at the wall. He ends up flat on his back.
Oh, well then. Better than that in film, like, you know.
So, you don't sing?
No.
You don't dance?
No.
Hope you don't think I'm being nosy, but, what do you do?
Well, there is this.
He drops his kecks, making Gaz catch his breath, and the others sit up and stare in amazement.
Gentlemen, the lunchbox has landed.
Gerald stops hiding behind his newspaper to have a look.
You're phenomenal.
All right, Gerald. And see over there. Did his bathroom.
Well, guy.
Nathan.
Nathan peels his eyes away from Guy's tackle.
Dean?
Yeah?
Ever been out with a black belt, like?
You know I haven't, Dave.
But if you were on lookout for a new fella, right? If you were, just saying. What do you think about it?
What's got into you?
No, would you, though?
I might do, yeah. Is that all right?
So it's true, then?
Bloody had enough of this. What's true?
What they say about black blokes. They've got great bodies and that.
Some of them, yeah. And?
Nothing.
David. I don't care if they're black, white, or bloody rainbow coloured. I'm married to you. Remember?
Yeah.
She stares at him intently.
Night.
He turns his back on her in the bed.
Why would I want anyone else, eh? Big man.
She kisses his shoulder.
Jeannie, I'm all in. It's amazing how tiring it is doing now, you know.
He turns off the bedside lamp, and looking disappointed, she returns to her own side of the bed. A view over the city at daybreak. In town, Jean's at work in a supermarket, watching a male colleague juggling. Standing in an aisle nearby, Dave's jealously watching them larking about, when Gaz comes up to him.
You're just messing, Dave.
You reckon?
Of course. Just Jean, innit?
You got any of them mint chocolate jobs, Nath?
Get them whilst you're on a diet.
Don't you start, no.
Right, what you got then?
Gaz takes a video off the shelf.
22, 27 pence.
£4.99 special offer, I'm still a fucking fiver short. Well, you know what this means, Dave?
Oh, no, come on, Gaz, why me?
Because you've got an innocent face, love. I've got serial killer written in my forehead. And if you're not going to dance, you can do something bloody well useful instead.
Hey, but what if Jean finds out? She'll throw an epi. She's only over there.
She's miles away. See you later. Good luck.
Give us a pair drop, you.
Not paid for.
Gaz wanders off with Nathan, and Dave looks about shiftily before casually picking a video off the shelf. Reaching for another, he quickly slips the first one under his jacket, then replaces the second video and walks off. On his way out, he pops a sweet from the pick and mix into his mouth. He spits out the sweet and drops it on the floor. Confused, he looks back at the sweet stand, then carries on out of the supermarket. Just as he's passing through the final set of doors, he legs it through the car park. Now the lads are watching the video. In it, a young woman called Alex takes off her welder's mask and shakes out her hair.
Hey, what's this?
I didn't go on the nick in Asda for some chuffing women's DIY video.
Flash dance, Dave. She's a welder, isn't she?
A welder? Well, I hope she dances better than she welds. I mean, look at that. Her mix is all to cock.
Shut up, Dave. What the fuck do you know about welding, anyway?
More than some chuffing woman. Nah, it's like bonfire night. That's too much acetylene, is that? Them joints were old fuck all.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Dave. We're looking for dancing, aren't we?
Got the hump about Asda.
Hey. Cop a load of that.
A dramatic dance routine.
Did I tell you she's nifty on her pins, is that?
The lads are transfixed.
That gentleman is what we are looking for.
Oh, aye. Did you see him doing all that twizzling about bollocks?
Nice. Suit-up tango, is that? Takes any bugger in a week, even you, mate.
Oh, even a fat bastard like me? Yeah, I know what I am, so don't take the piss, you.
All right. 2 weeks. Straight up.
Dave looks sideways at Gaz, and Gerald smiles at the five of them.
I don't know, Gaz. Jean reckons I should take that security guard job down at Asda.
Jesus, security? You're worth more than that, Dave.
She doesn't think so. I reckon there's something going on with her and that bloke, you know.
The juggling bugger? No, no way.
As if I blame her.
Well, you could show her, Dave. Nobody tells them Chippendales to go be security, do they? Raking it in there, huh? 2 weeks. And that's what the man said, and he's not taking the piss.
Well, it's a thought.
It's more than a thought. You think of Jean's face when she sees you dancing like old fucking flash dance, eh?
2 weeks. Just like flashy tits.
That's what your man said.
Hey, I can weld better than her and all.
Stop. What? You stay still and you go forward, okay?
Okay.
All right, Nathan. 1, 2, 3. No. Now, Jesus Christ. All I want to do is get you in a straight bloody line. What do I have to do?
Well, it's the Arsenal offside trap, isn't it?
You what?
The Arsenal offside trap. Lumper here is Tony Adams, right? Any bugger looks like scoring. We all step forward in a line and wave our arms around like a fairy.
Oh, well, that's easy.
OK.
Nathan.
Perfect.
Well, you should have said.
Later, the lads pile into Gerald's.
Come on, get in quick and wipe your boots.
Hey, put that back, you'll break it.
I'm just looking.
Bit posh, isn't it?
Right then. Are we right?
Right for what?
Taking his kit off.
Well, you were turning me into a fancy dancer.
Listen, ladies, we are strippers, aren't we?
What, here, now, in this house? This is a good area, this is.
Gaz, I don't know. If we can't get his kit off in front of ourselves, what chance have we got in front of all them lasses? Tops off.
Gerald and Dave look uncomfortable.
Come on.
Guy takes off his jacket.
Well, no looking and no laughing, you bastards.
Reluctantly, Dave pulls his T-shirt up over his beer belly.
I used to have a proper job, mate.
I ask you, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Dave looks jealously at Guy's toned physique. Gerald slowly unbuttons his shirt.
And the kegs.
Soon after, they've all stripped down to their underpants. Guy is standing proudly showing off his six-pack and skimpy briefs. Gaz is in white boxer-style undies, while Horse is sporting long johns and the gangly lumper, turquoise Y-fronts.
Horse by name, horse by nature, eh, Horse?
Oh, shut it, you.
Hey, how come you're so brown, any road?
No reason.
Someone's got some bed, ain't they, Gerald?
It's Linda's, and know your bloody can't, and don't think of asking.
What am I going to do about this? Well, it's not too bad. From the front, like?
Fat, David, is a feminist issue.
What's that supposed to mean when it's at home?
I don't bloody know, do I? But it is.
I try dieting. I do try. Seems I spent most of my fucking life on a diet. The less I eat, the fatter I get.
So stuff yourself and get thin.
Oh, shut up, saggy tits.
What?
This mate of Linda's had this plastic stuff put on her at this posh health club. And she lost stones. It was like magic. Oh, what's it called now? Anyway, it's like cling film.
I've heard of that. Cling film? I'm not a chicken drumstick, Gerald.
Oh, you're up around.
Yeah, you're up around.
Reduce the fat.
She swears by it.
Bailiffs enter the house.
You can't just take stuff.
Sorry, mate.
But I only owe him 120 quid.
No, that's all these will fetch second hand.
They're not second hand.
They are now, mate. Put down and piss off.
Fucking hell.
Seeing the lads in their pants makes them scarper.
I think there's been a mistake. We'll just check with the office.
Cheers, lads.
It's not bad, this stripping lark, is it?
Now, Gaz and the others are walking through town towards the steelworks.
Dave and Lump on the wing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Left touchline, 3, 4. Right touchline, 3, 4. Offside trap, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now the bell, 3, 4. Now the juice.
Guy gets whacked in the face by Gerald's belt. Then they all hop about, trying to take their shoes off.
That were crap.
Well, give us a chance. I bet even Madonna has difficulty getting her shoes and socks off.
You could have had me eye out.
I'm sorry, aren't I?
Hey, what are you doing with them, you great bugger? They bloody borrowed them.
You can use them for the show. It's what them Chippendales do. They put Velcro down the side, and then all is revealed. I saw him back up after.
Oh, aye, and where did you learn to be an ace sewer then?
Prison.
Everyone looks surprised.
Cheers, Nath.
Come on, Al, it's me.
Which is precisely why it's 100 quid up front.
Ah, right.
Well, if I give you a clue for no,
you don't turn up. Give me back word, I've got an empty bar on a Friday night.
Of course we'll turn up. I haven't got 100 quid.
Well, if you tell me what you're up to, it might help.
I can't, it's top secret.
Sorry, Ed.
In a textiles factory, Mandy comes down an aisle of machinists carrying a clipboard. She sees Gaz messing about with Nathan, winding him up in thick string.
All right, love. Hi, Mum. What do you want?
All right, man. I'm going to get you all your money. Our money. Nathan's. Well, you know, for definite this time.
Yeah, right. That all?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, the thing is, man, you have to speculate to accumulate, in business like.
Oh, I'm not sure I'm hearing this.
I'm going to get you the whole lot. I just need a tiny little bit.
You want some money?
Yeah.
Right, I need someone in packing section. $2.50 an hour, you can start now if you like. You're coming. Come on, Dad.
The post office.
You can't give this kid. It's your savings.
I just need your signature. It says in book. I'd like to take my money out, please.
Oh, you bloody well can't have it. You're all right, love. It's sorted.
It's my money. I want it. £100, please.
Well, when you're 18, you can walk in and get it yourself, can't you?
You said you'd get it back.
I know. But you don't want to listen to what I say.
You said so. I believe you.
You do?
Yeah.
Nathan passes his savings book over the counter.
You've done it all.
Now Gerald's supervising a Keep Fit regime.
Come on.
From star jumps to sit-ups, lying on the grass, Dave can barely lift his head. Doing push-ups in a line, they all collapse at the same time. Later, taking a break, Guy shares a joke with Lomper. Dave's looking a bit distracted. Gerald claps out a beat with his hands while Lomper takes a drink from his vacuum flask. Gerald, Lomper and Guy shimmy in a line. Later on, the lads are enjoying a game of footy with the gangly Lomper in goal. Refereeing, Gerald is standing no nonsense. Lomper saves a ball and Dave tries to prize it from his hands. Whilst the lads are all mucking about, Gerald sees a chance and scores. Now plastered all over town are posters that read, "Male strippers present hot metal. We dare to bear. Women only."
Not straight, that one's.
Give over, it's only a poster.
Two women are walking towards them.
Christ, oh bloody mighty.
All right, sweethearts.
Gary the lad. What are you up to then, Shifty?
Bit of this, bit of that, bit of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of advertising for some mates.
Oh, aye. I know it's going to come and see your mates. We had the real thing up here the other day, you know.
Well, us mates are better.
Better? And how's that then?
Well, this lot go all the way. Don't they, lads?
The full Monty. You lot. Hellfire. That would be worth a look. See you there then.
Keep your hair on.
No way. No, and never. In that order, kid.
Excuse me. No one said anything to me about the full Monty.
But you heard him. We've got to give them some at your average 10-bob stripper, don't.
Yeah, but you Willie, I mean to say...
You're Willie.
My Willie.
A laughing stock. Totally.
Well, they're coming, aren't they?
Ah, we're a pair of scissors. They know it's us, you know.
Yeah, and by closing time, every bugger in Sheffield's going to know it's us, whether we do it or whether we don't. We can either forget it, go back to fucking job club, or do it and just maybe get rich. And I tell you, folks don't laugh so loud when you've a grand in your back pocket. Now, are you in? Or are you out?
causing all sorts of problems. Now the lads are all waiting in line down the Dole office. Gaz is in one queue, with the others standing across the room from him behind roped-off posts. Gerald's near the front, with Dave, Horse Guy and Lomper behind him. Dave yawns. Guy's reading a bloke's newspaper over his shoulder, with Lomper standing sullenly behind him. Without looking at each other, they automatically start moving their shoulders in time to the music. Up ahead, Horse, Dave and Gerald are doing the same thing. At the Hot Stuff line, they thrust their hips in unison, prompting the odd look from the other men in line. At the head, Twinkle Toes Gerald steps forward and performs a dramatic spin, then acts as though nothing has happened. Watching them, Gaz chortles to himself. Now the lads are on Gerald's doorstep in the pouring rain.
No.
Come on, mate. Just an hour.
Guy's under Gerald's sunbed.
You get some fit beds in there.
Nah, tits are too big.
Yeah? Didn't know they could be.
Lomper picks up a pot.
Anti-wrinkle cream. Making fellas use this and all.
Do you mind, you?
Well, I just pray they're a bit more understanding about us, that's all.
You what?
Well, they're going to be looking at us like that, aren't they, hey? I mean, what if next Friday 400 women turn round and say he's too fat, he's too old and he is a pigeon-chested little tosser? What happens then, eh?
They wouldn't say that, would they?
Why not? He's just said her tits are too big.
That's different. We're blokes.
Yeah, and?
I think she's got nice tits, actually.
Well, I never said aught about her personality. Like, I mean, she's probably quite nice if you get to know her.
No, and they won't say nought about your personality neither, which is good, because you're basically a bastard. Bollocks to your personality. This is what they're looking at, right? And I tell you something, mate. Anti-wrinkle cream there may be, but anti-fat bastard cream there is none.
Lads.
Guy throws each of them a red thong.
Oh, mother. Bloody hell.
Well, Gaz said he wanted something a bit flashy, you know. Hey, it's top of the range. Real leather-like.
Yeah, but...
You don't get much for your money, do you? What
day is it again?
Monday.
And when are we on?
Friday.
Dress rehearsal tomorrow.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Horse is on a payphone, holding a pump-action penis enlarger.
How can I read the instructions? There wasn't any. No? Well, maybe there's a part missing. Yeah, got that. That's what you call it. Yeah, well, if it's all there, how come it's not working? What do you mean, in what sense? It's not working in the sense that it's not working. No, I can't speak up. Nothing's happening, you know what I'm saying? Nothing's getting bigger. Well, this is an emergency, is this?
Now in his bedroom, Dave strips down to his boxers, then gets into bed with Jean. He turns onto his side, facing her. Then they hold hands and look at each other. Without a word, he leans forward and kisses her on the lips, before snuggling up closer for a more intimate embrace. She responds enthusiastically, running her hand down his bare back. He moves on top of her, kissing her more and more passionately. And suddenly he stops. He lifts his head and looks deep into her eyes, their faces inches apart.
What's the matter, big man?
I'm sorry.
He rolls off, then swings his legs out of the bed with his back to her.
Dave.
He walks out of the room.
Dave.
Gaz is rehearsing at home. He shimmies his shoulders, does some pelvic thrusts, then steps out of time with the music. Nathan's watching from the kitchen.
You're ahead.
Oh, give us a break, will you? All right, kid. Tell us straight. We're not just making the biggest asses of ourselves in the known universe, are we?
Jean pulls aside a curtain and watches Dave's silhouette moving about in the garden shed below. Inside, he sits down, peels the wrapper off a chocolate bar, then takes a bite. He puts it on the side, looks down despondently at his pot belly, then pulls off his t-shirt. Next, he reaches for some clear food wrapping film, then unrolls a length of it. He places it over his chubby belly, then wraps it around his middle a couple of times. When that's done, he tears off the end, puts the roll on the side, and picks up the chocolate bar again. Looking unhappy, he starts to eat it. Now, Gerald and Dave are at a bus stop.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Dave, you won't tell anyone, will you?
Oh, your secret's safe with me.
We're about 12. Our school took us for swimming lessons. Mixed classes. You know, boys. And girls.
Dave nods.
It was terrible, Dave. I was there, standing at the side of the pool in my trunks, with all these pretty lasses around in bikinis. And, well, I got a stiffy.
What did you do?
I jumped into the deep end, didn't I? Nearly fucking drowned. But what if it happens again? Think of that, in front of 400 women.
Gerald, you're talking to the wrong man.
He gets up and walks away.
I thought you said it was just your mum.
Well, it's family, isn't it? What can you do?
Who the hell fires that?
No. It's Beryl. My niece.
Where's Dave?
Dave's working as a security guard in the supermarket.
Hey, Dave. Dave!
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
We're on in 3 days' time. Where the fuck are you?
I'm here, working, earning. That's where. Not pissing about. End of chat.
Dave. Come on, Dave.
No.
All right, then. Ooh, very nice.
Gaz, please, don't.
Come on, Mr. Security Guard, do your job.
Gazzer.
Boss, mate, get out there and tell him there's a bit of a delay.
Well, it won't wait forever, you know.
Guy runs at the wall again. Now pretending to nick a coat, Gaz is being chased by Dave through the supermarket. He bolts through the exit.
Keep up, you fat bastard!
Dave slams him into some trolleys.
Call me a fat bastard, all right? All right!
Need you, Dave.
I can't. I just can't, all right?
Just think of the most boring thing you can come up with. That should keep it well in order.
Like what?
Double glazing salesman?
Gardening. The Queen's Speech.
Dire Straits dual album. Nature programmes.
I like nature programmes.
Ah, but they don't give you a hard-on, though, do they? Do they?
Blimey. Oh, shut up! It's not funny. It's medical.
Gaz arrives back, alone.
He's not coming.
It's all right, we can do without him.
A door opens and the lads file out of the steelworks backroom onto the shop floor and begin their performance. Some of them are dressed in security guard uniforms, complete with peaked hats. They shuffle in time to the music in front of their audience, which is made up of three generations of women from Horse's family. Gaz looks seductively at Grandma as he slowly slips off his coat. Meanwhile, Dave's patrolling the supermarket. A passing copper hears the noise coming from inside the steelworks. Now jacketless, the boys continue strutting their stuff, making Horse's attractive niece, Beryl, giggle. Nathan's watching from beside the ghetto blaster. Outside, the copper's prowling around, whilst inside, Guy takes off his shirt in front of Grandma, who raises her eyebrows. The copper's closing in. Slightly out of time, the guys provocatively prance about bare-chested before whipping off their detachable trousers. The ladies start to laugh. Then the policeman pops his head around the door and witnesses the spectacle of the lads in their red posing pouches. Lomper and Guy scarper, leaving Gerald and Horse covering their modesty.
So your daddy dances in front of you, does he?
When is rehearsing?
The social worker looks at her colleague. Outside the police interview room...
We were dancing all right then and all. My feet are freezing.
Right. Name?
Gary Schofield.
The desk sergeant writes it down.
Gerald Arthur Cooper.
What?
Gerald Arthur Cooper.
Wellington.
Still in their thongs, Lomper and Guy stop by a washing line. The coast clear, they leap over a wall and nab a pink dressing gown and a sheet from the line. Then without stopping, they wrap themselves up and run off through the row of terraced back gardens.
Told you, robbing pipes, that's all.
Gary, my friend, no bugger robs pipes in the buff.
We do. Don't get your clothes dirty, do you?
Oh, well, don't fret, gents. There's a right good laundry in Wakefield Prison.
Hey.
Another copper enters the interview room.
Security camera tapes off at front desk.
What happened to the security guard?
Lomper and Guy are climbing through a window. Now watching the security footage.
You're always ahead there.
You're always bloody behind, more like.
Look, can I borrow this for a second?
To other coppers.
Look, shut up, will ya? Watch.
He plays back the footage.
He's right. You're ahead.
Your girl box.
Lomper clumsily climbs head first through his bedroom window, then goes to help Guy. As Lomper pulls him inside, Guy's legs crash into a small dresser.
Shh, be quiet, little boy. Oh, father's willing to meet you, man.
Lomper pulls Guy to his feet. Then an intense moment passes between them, and they look deep into each other's eyes.
What do you mean I can't bloody see him? He's my son. I haven't even been charged. I smile here and there, no charge.
Sorry. Social services have requested an interview with you. Have to make an appointment.
Mandy arrives as Gaz, Gerald and Horse are getting dressed.
I've come to pick up my son.
All right. Just a minute, madam.
Listen, Mandy, he's fine. We've not been charged or out.
So this is your great money-making enterprise, is it, Gary? Pornography?
Oh, don't be daft. We're trying to get you your money, that's all.
My money? Nathan's money?
Here he is.
All right, Dad.
All right, kid.
Yeah, fine. Hi, Mum. Come on, love. We're going now.
Come on, Mand.
Unemployed. Maintenance arrears of £700. And now you've been arrested for indecent exposure. Still think you're a suitable father, do you?
He is trying.
See?
Bit late for that.
Hang on a minute.
Look at yourself, Gareth. Just look at yourself.
Gerald's walking along his leafy suburban street towards his house when he spots something through the bushes. With heavy steps, he turns into his driveway and sees his wife, Linda, watching bailiffs loading up a large red van. As two blokes carry her exercise bike out of the house, they knock over a gnome, which she picks up. Gerald slowly comes to stand in front of her as a bailiff loads up their video player.
All right, mate.
So?
Yeah.
And this has been going on how long?
About 6 months.
He looks at her, his face racked with guilt.
I can cope with losing the sunbed, car, television. I can even cope with the shame of everyone watching this. But 6 months, 6 bloody months, and you wouldn't say to me, to your wife.
He looks at the now shattered gnome.
Thought you liked them.
No, Gerald, I've never liked them.
The pieces lie scattered on the ground. Now the facade of a block of old council flats. Inside one, Gaz is crashed out on the sofa. He puts his fag in the ashtray, then answers the door to Gerald, who's standing holding a bag of chips.
They've taken my sunbed. They've taken bloody everything.
Kept hold of your chips, though.
House repossessed. Wife thrown me out. Guess what?
I've just been offered that job.
Congratulations.
Now, Gaz is kicking a football about as he waits with Gerald outside the school gates.
All right, Keith.
Hiya.
Fancy kick about in park?
Yeah.
Mandy and Barry arrive.
Nath. Hiya, all right, love. You shouldn't be here.
Says who?
Read the lawyer's letter. Why don't you?
We're going swimming, Dad. Do you want to come?
I can't, kid. I haven't brought me trunks, have I?
We can go get them, can't we, Mum?
Can't, love.
Why?
I just can't. Sorry.
It's not allowed, is it?
Mandy leads Nathan away.
Come on, love.
Gaz watches tearfully as they get into Barry's car. Gerald goes over to him, puts a reassuring arm around his shoulder, then leads him away. Still emotional, Gaz casts a backward glance in Nathan's direction. Dave's at work, patrolling the aisles of the supermarket. He eyes a young couple with a basket, then carries on.
What do you want now? I've told you, I'm finished with you.
We're all finished, Dave. I'm a bloody marked man now.
Sorry about your Nathan. It's a bad one.
Yeah. It's about Lumper.
What's that pasty-faced chuff I want?
His mum died 2 days ago.
Ah. Poor lad.
Sorry. You couldn't borrow us a jacket or something for a funeral, could you?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Dave, it's not for me, it's a funeral.
What colour?
Orange.
Orange?
Black, for fuck's sake.
All right, look, I'll meet you by doors.
Gaz looks around, then strolls down the toiletries aisle. Dave reappears with a jacket.
Nice one. Come on, mate. You got some time off?
Nah. That fucking pick and mix were driving me crazy. Ties, it's your funeral. You ready? Ready when you are.
Wearing matching jackets, they leg it outside. Lompa's playing the bugle at his mother's funeral. Standing beside him in the sunny cemetery is the Works Brass Band. Its members all dressed in royal blue uniforms and peaked hats. Next to them, the lads are standing in respectful, sober silence.
They bloody are, you know. They're holding hands.
They never.
Straight up.
I never even held hands with really lasses, me. Maybe I should. Well, who'd have bloody thought it, eh? Oh, well, there's nowt as queer as folk.
I said there's nowt as queer as folk.
Shut up, Dave.
It's supposed to be a bloody funeral.
I'm sorry.
Now on a hill, overlooking the city, Guy jogs past a group of teenage girls. Horse is at the Dole office.
Have you been actively seeking work over the last fortnight?
Yeah.
Have you done any work, paid or unpaid, over the last fortnight?
No.
That's not what I've heard.
In a caff, Dave finishes mopping up his egg and beans, then lights up a fag. As he's taking a drag, he notices a bloke reading a newspaper nearby. Dave cranes his neck for a better look at the front page headline, which reads, "Steel Strippers Exposed." Gerald comes out of a newsagent's carrying a pile of the newspapers. He walks a little way down the street, dumps them in a bin, then carries on his way. Lompers at his brass band practice.
All right, come on, you lot.
The musicians get ready to play.
Slaven. One, two, three, four.
Lomper checks his sheet music. Finally, he twigs and laughs good-naturedly, happy to be the centre of attention. The conductor grins at him. Lomper crosses his legs, then sits back to listen with a smile. Beside a gasworks, two blokes make way for Gaz coming up the street.
Go get shagged.
Al pulls up in his car.
Fuck.
Hey, Patricia, the stripper.
Bugger off.
Where have you bloody been? Well, what's going on about to buy in 20 barrels? I've heard not a word from you.
How will I hope the sailor return?
You're joking. You're bloody famous.
Now, don't remind me.
Yeah, I've sold 200 odd tickets.
How many?
Well done, Gerald, all the best. All right, so. Hey, example for you there.
At the job club.
A nice suit, Gerald.
Yeah.
Well, I'd best be off. You never know, there might be a job in it for you boys. I'll see what I can do.
All right, lads.
All right, guys.
Hey,
right.
Gareth.
We're on.
Yeah. We're bloody on.
What?
We've sold 200 tickets.
Oh, what?
That's £2,000 already.
Oh, it's a bit late for all that, Gaz. I mean, fresh start, you know.
One more time, Gerald. You get the rest of your fucking life to wear a suit, man.
Come on, Gerald.
Aye, go on, Gerald. Come on, Gerald.
All eyes are on Gerald.
Just once.
Yes!
That's all.
Just tonight.
How about it, Dave? Haven't you grown out of all that yet? Come on, mate. Yeah. Sorry, lads.
Later, Dave arrives home.
Jean? Jean, love?
He finds her sitting on the bed upstairs, with her back to the door.
There you are.
When he steps inside, she doesn't look round.
Should have guessed when you started wearing totty lotion. You never put it on for me, did you?
Jean?
But this... Never had you down for this sort of caper, David. Explains a few things at least.
No, look, I know it doesn't look good, but...
You're bloody right it don't. All those nights you were late back, and stupid cow here thought you were out looking for a job. Well, no wonder. No bloody wonder. It's so obvious.
No, I were with Gaz, honest.
Oh, right, she's one of Gaz's little tarts, is she? Well, that makes sense. She'd have to be to put up with this kind of shit.
Just listen, will you? It's nothing to do with any fucking women, all right? I were a stripper, right? Me and Gaz and some fellas thought we could make a bob or two out of taking us clothes off.
Strippers?
All right, I know.
You and Gaz, strippers.
We weren't that bad. Only I couldn't, could I?
Why not?
Well, look at me.
So?
Jeannie, who wants to see this dance?
Me, Dave. I do.
She strokes his hair, kisses his cheek, then hugs him tightly. Al's club is packed out with hundreds of people. The audience is mainly women, but with the odd table of men there as well. They're all waiting for the show to start.
Women only, you tosser. Women only. It's an old posters, for fuck's sake.
Nah, nobody told me.
Old blokes from pub are in there. Bastards.
You'll be all right, mate, once you're on stage.
Once I'm on stage? What do you mean, once I'm on stage? I'm going nowhere near the fucking stage. It's suicide, that's what it is. Suicide.
Gaz takes a swig of whiskey. The women are starting to get restless.
Shit. I'll give the money back. An answer, please.
Can 400 only punters ask me another one, kid? Hey, Maya. Our old dinner lady's on front row.
You're gonna get torn to pieces.
Well, I will if you don't get out there. Hey, have you ever seen a zebra brought down by a pack of wolves? Ah, it's these nature films, aren't they marvellous?
Oh, brilliant, aren't they?
They are, though, aren't they, Jerry?
Oh, pack it.
Not lost your bottle, have you, guys?
Damn! Hey!
Well, we're out on telly, so I thought I'd give it a go.
No, are
you? And this one wandering about outside.
Let me in.
What bloody hell are you doing here? Your mum will go mad.
She's out front.
Is she? Barry with her?
She wouldn't let him come. Say it women now, like.
Right, I can't hold them any longer, lads. It's now or never.
Here we go. We're bloody on. Go get your jacket on.
Can't believe there's G-strings on then, Gaz.
Perhaps you better had.
No, we better hadn't.
Listen, if we're doing this, then just this once, we're doing it right. Now, come on.
Dave Osborne.
Dave walks on stage first. In the spotlight, he picks up a mic.
Okay, ladies and gents.
Hello, Joey.
Bookers up the back there. All right, yeah, we may not be young, we may not be pretty, we may not be right good.
But we're here. We're live. And for one night only, we're going for the full Monty.
Can't miss it. Not after everything.
Come on, Gaz, hurry up.
I'm sorry, lads. Good luck, mate.
Wearing their security guard uniforms, Horse, Lomper, Guy and Gerald stride on and stand in line with Dave. In unison, they start bumping and grinding in time to the music. Mandy scans the stage for Gaz. Backstage.
Listen, I'm going to get really annoyed with you in a minute. They're cheering out there. You did that. Now get out there and do your stuff.
God, is there anyone I don't get bollocked by?
Out!
With a final swig of whiskey for Dutch Courage, Gaz kisses Nathan, then heads out. On stage, the lads are taking off their jackets. Gaz hurries on and joins the back of the line. You can leave your hat on. Guy and Lomper, followed by Gaz and Dave, glide forward, back to back. You can leave your hat on. They all swing their ties, then throw them to the crowd. Gerald and Gaz shimmy forward. All the women and Nathan are really getting into the performance. Come back here, stand on the chair. Lompus mates from the brass band join in with their instruments. Guy leapfrogs over Horse, then on his knees starts taking off his shirt. When Dave does the same, Gene's table goes wild. Spread out across the stage, each of the blokes strip away their shirts, swinging them above their heads before tossing them to the crowd. Dave throws his to Jean, who buries her face in it. Next off are the belts. Then, after a teasing shimmy, the lads grab their trousers and whip them right off. Using their hats to cover their red thongs, they stroll to the back of the stage, turn around and put their hats back on. Then they walk forward to face their audience. With one fluid movement, they whip off their thongs at the same time covering their tackle with the hats. They swing the skimpy garments, then let them drop. Teasingly, they come forward, then turn their bare bums to the audience and swing their hips from side to side, before turning to face the women and tossing their hats away, going the full Monty.
You got hat on, baby.
Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, Johnny Depp and Christina Ricci star in a dark, creepy tale of mysterious murder and a headless horseman in director Tim Burton's spectacular horror, Sleepy Hollow. But next